רחם השם אלוקינו
Let's see. What are you going to say? Huh? That what?
Do you want to do another MBD?
Tefillah Lani? What?
Well, MBD.
You want Nusadam?
Tefillah Lani?
That's MBD.
Yeah. He sings on the album. It's on the live album.
That's just comes. It's the same,
yeah, it comes
that one also.
Yeah. Right. I don't know if Phil is MBD though. Is it?
He sings
on the album.
That comes top-ish.
Yeah, nice. Video. Yeah.
Same one.
Same with
him. He did it after.
Okay, ready? Tvila liani kiata
Shimmer.
Have a lot to share. I have a lot to share, which sometimes is difficult because there's a lot to share, and I want to share it. So when you have a lot to share, right? It's like when you speak to somebody, and it's like you want to communicate it properly. So I'll try the best I can. I guess it's a tefillah to Hashem by me saying that. I was talking to Ari before, and it hit me something. And as we're singing as well, something that I wanted to talk about today. And we'll see how it comes out. It's not so complicated. It's just it's such an important piece. Ein ani, as we were singing, tefillah la'ani ki'atayif. Ani ein ani ela bedas. Chazal tell us that anius, being poor, is perspective. It's perspective. You could have a rich person who's poor. And you could have a poor person who's rich. What does that mean? Whenever I use the term rich, I say rich with money. Right? Because you could, what's that line that I like to say? Right? The guy is so poor, all he has is money. Right? So what's the pshat? Right? When we associate... We associate the word rich and success in a very limited, right? You tell somebody who's dying, Rahmana Litzlan, you know, that I'll give you, millions of dollars. You know, would you pay millions of dollars? You know, millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars, right? To be healthy, to have a good relationship with one's wife. Right? What's a person? What's the price that you're paying to be a good father, to be a good spouse, to be a tzaddik, to be a talmid chacham? So we all know that. That money and the concept of ashirus and all of that is really a very limited perspective of life. Tefillah la'ani, ein ani ela bedas. Your poverty. And your richness has nothing to do with your bank account. It has nothing to do with so much as it has to do with your perspective of yourself, of life, of gratitude. That's what I want to talk about, be makir tov. To be makir tov, we grow up and you say to someone, have akar satov. What does that mean? Say thank you. That's not what akar satov means. To be makir tov doesn't mean to say thank you. To be makir tov literally means, in Hebrew, to recognize the tov. It's not a pshat and you have to say thank you. If I don't say thank you, it means I'm not makir tov. If you're makir tov, right, you're going to probably say thank you because you recognize, right, something we talk about in Lashon Hara, you know, Hilchos Lashon Hara, I say this many times. You see a guy is doing something, right, we just spoke about this. You see a guy is doing something, you're like, what do you mean? He's Mechal Shabbos. What? The guy is Mechal Shabbos right in front of me. You're going to tell me I didn't see he's Mechal Shabbos? The guy right in front of me did something wrong. He's talking during davening. You're going to tell me he didn't talk during davening? He did. No. To be Makir Tov, right, the story in Purity of Speech, he says over the story, we spoke a little bit about it this morning with Rabbi Kaff in the Shir a little bit, is that one of the Maisim, I know this from Purity of Speech, with the Satmar Rebbe, when in the DP camps after the war, they came to him and they said, Rebbe, there are people who are smoking on Shabbos, right? If there's someone who understood what Shabbos was more than all of us here, no offense to anybody, probably put together at times, whatever, was the Satmar Rebbe, Shabbos, Heilige Shabbos. Can't imagine. And what he knew what Chil Shabbos was, he knew what Chil Shabbos is. And what did he say? You could iron in Purity of Speech if you want to If you want to look it up now, Avram probably knows where it is. The story was that he said, "It's okay. They need refuas nefesh. They just went after the Holocaust." I was going to say over the Misa this morning. Even they're just after the Holocaust. They're hurt. Where they're not being machal. Yeah, that's being makir the toiv. What does that mean? You're seeing a situation. You're seeing somebody doing an avera. You're seeing someone doing something wrong, but you're able to recognize. You're able to see the tov, the nekuda toiva, right? It became a Breslov thing, right? Because of, you know, not in a negative way, but I'm saying like, oh, the nekuda toiva. I'm not saying that in a negative way. I'm saying hakaras hatoiv. Where do we get that from? This week's parsha. There's the Rashi says twice. It's the Medrash that he says, why did Emor el Aaron, right? Why did he tell Aaron hakoyin? Why did he tell his brother by Makas Dam? Mitch, Michal, you have something for me today? You have something for me? You got to pick out something for me.
You want something?
Yes, I want something, please. Right? Yeah, we'll tie it in over here. We'll tie it in. Get me something good. Fish something, no pun intended, with, right, by Makas Dam, right? What did he say? He was going to hit the Yar. What did it say? Rashi says, Beferish, Yudtes, Zion Yudtes, right? Emar, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Emar el Aaron. Kach matcha, and we all know the famous question on this. What, because of the river, I can't hit this table because I use it for my learning. I can't go ahead, right? That's part of our generation. We're in a disposable generation. I don't know if your grandmother did this, but my grandmother, even now, grandma, right now, but grandmothers, could be your great grandmothers, when they had the I mamish remember from my bubby Minnie, right? I've spoken about this, that she mamish used to wash out the plastic cups. Because, like, what do you mean I'm going to throw? I don't understand. Why would I throw? I remember going to her house as going to her house, right? You still have that? They throw.
The 3-day candles for Shabbos.
Right, exactly. Throw away. Right, exactly. Know what that's called? Know what that's called? That's called to be makir the toiv. What does that mean? I use this cup, right? You use the cup, you know, get out of here. You know what I mean? Like I finished something, I finished it. Now I know it sounds like, oh, but you're exaggerating. What's the big deal? Like, what's the big deal? That's the generation we live in. You know, whatever it is. There's something like that cup just gave me a drink and just held my water inside of it. You know, and that's a silly, stupid little plastic cup. And then you wonder why you yell at your wife. You're surprised that you yell at your wife, and you don't see the beautiful things about your wife. If you can't even appreciate, now again, I'm not saying it b'derech musar, even though it's coming out b'derech musar, right? What do they say? Happiness, happy people don't have gratitude. Gratitude makes happy people, right? What's the pshat? When I'm makir, when I recognize and I use my seichel. Right, with your parents. Shimmy, I'll get to you. Yeah, we'll go Shimmy. Not often. Shimmy, go ahead. Yes.
I feel like you just look at the positive.
Yes.
Yes.
Focus. Be makir. Right. That's
and
the...
Also, the more you know, the more you can understand. The more you can understand, the more you can forgive.
That was a lot. That was a lot.
The more you know, the more you can understand.
Yes.
And the more you can understand, the more you can forgive.
Yeah, that's a very high level. I like that a lot. What Shimmy... First of all, thank you, Shimmy. I'm just, again, the last thing about forgiving that's a high level, where I'm not going to get to forgiveness yet, but I think what Shimmy's saying, which is so true, is it's to be makir. A lot of times it comes, that's why I'm coming lafuke, I'm coming to exclude it. It comes b'derech musar, like you have no hakaras hatov. And we throw it out to say, oh, you're not thankful. It's not that you're not thankful. That's what Shimmy's saying. When you think, and you think, and you're mispoinein, and you process, and you think, I think, you know what, do you mind getting me the Mesil Shasharim for a second? Please. So Rashi says that twice, right? So he says he says, Loi bedam veloi betzvardim, right? Because the Tzvardeya also came out from the river. Thank you very much. The Tzvardeya also came out from the river. So listen to this. It's incredible. The Ramchal. What?
He Oh,
that's the second Rashi, exactly. The second Rashi is by the Kinim. And what does it say by the Kinim? It says that why couldn't by MRL Aaron to hit the ground. So we all know this from school, from little kids. Lo haya afra kedai lulka saide Moshe. Fisha Hagen. Now this is water and the ground. What's the big deal? Moshe Rabbeinu is saving the Jewish people. He's the thing. He's taking a stick and he's tapping it on the floor. He's taking a stick and he's tapping it on water. You're telling me all the water in the world, all the water protected him? It's like, imagine a guy going ahead and water is spilling, right? They say a story, just reminded me. Totally nothing to do with anything in a certain way. But they say the Maisa, I'll tell you why it's incredible. They say the story about the Kloisenberger, Schusa Yagen Aleinu. They say that they gave out water, the Stam. You'll get me back on track. This is totally, I don't know why this hit. I looked at that seltzer bottle. I'm looking at that. They waited the whole day to give out portions we can't imagine in the concentration camps, Yimach Shemam. And they gave out a little tiny thing of water to everybody. And everyone's like drinking quickly. And the Kloisenberger used it to wash his hands for Netilas Yadayim. Right? Why? What am I saying like that? Imagine if we could for a second, Hashem help us for a second, recognize how blessed we are. It's almost like we would almost be high. It's almost like I don't want to use the term like, you know, cocaine, heroin. I'm saying chas v'shalom. I'm saying like it's like an outer body experience. If a person for a second could slow down, and mamish recognize, be makir, you know, how the fact that I'm alive for one second in this world, the fact that I'm in yeshiva, the fact that I'm Jewish, the fact that I'm not only Jewish, the fact that I actually am, you know, want to be Jewish, the fact that I have, there's Olam Haba, the fact that I just exist. And like, I think one of the letters from the hostages, I saw it, I don't know if I have it, if you could bring up, she sent on a thing. She says, Todah Lashem. I want to read the last thing. See if you could pull that up. She wrote like a, I don't know her name. She wrote a thing that I read, and she said something in there that mamish hit me about. And I want to say something. I'm the worst. I usually like to preach what I practice. I'm a very negative person in a lot of ways. I know it doesn't look like that, but I'm saying my essence, I have to work on that a lot. I am a thankful person, but to be makir, to see, you know what, I'm being too hard on myself. The truth is I am makir the toiv, because it's not about recognizing, if I get a smile in that from Ari and Binyamin, I see how much I work on myself. You see that? Yeah. Is that amazing? That I realize the truth is because I just contradicted myself, because it's not the pshat of it being be'etzem that you see the good. It's recognizing the good and getting there to recognize the good. A lot of times we think, did you get it yet or not yet? It's my bad. You can look on look in the hostage, look at one of the ones who was just freed. She posted something. The pshat is that it's about being makir the toiv. Recognize the good. The Ramchal says in Knias Hazrizus. See how we open up right to it over here? Look what he says. Yeah, that's it. I don't want to stop. He says, Masha Yuchal, for a person to be makir, is histaklus beroiv hatoivus. Shakarish Baruch Hu oise im ha'adam b'chol eis u'v'chol sha'ah. Why am I lazy, says the Ramchal. The Ramchal says the reason I'm lazy is because I don't recognize. This is what he says. He says to awaken and to look at and to think, Shimi, like you were saying, Shakarish Baruch Hu Oisei Ma'adam, Bechol Eis, Ubechol Shah, Vaneflos, Hagadol Shausa Imo Me'ez Haleda Ad Hayom Ha'achron. I still have a kasha why he says until the last day. Interesting that he used that lashon. We've asked that kasha. Ad Hayom Ha'achron. Like it's like a funny way of saying it. That's why you could be medayik in every word of the Mesilas Yesharim. He says Shausa Imo Miyom Haleda. He doesn't say Miyom Rishon Ad Yom Ha'achron. Miyom Haleda Ad Yom Ha'achron. Interesting. But what's the pshat? The pshat is that till your last day, every day that a person lives on this world, we have the ability, You hear this? We have the ability to see. We have the ability to be, to recognize the tov that was given to us. We have that ability. If you're telling me with a cup, with water. Now you're going to say, this is where the problems begin. The problems begin, but, oh, so you're invalidating my pain. That's what usually happens. Oh, you're makir tov to your parents. Yeah, but my parents, you're invalidating, you're gaslighting me. Right? That's what everybody would say. Oh, but I have some, but there's the hostages, but they're suffering. It's not a contradiction. You're makir tov, you recognize the good. Ready? Ohevet, 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 modal Hashem. And she said, there was more over here. It's longer than this. Okay, it's okay. It's not, you didn't do anything. Right? Chazarti l'chayim, she said another line in here. I'll have to get it. Remind me to get it. Where she said something just like the life, just like my existence. I want to bring out that point. Usually people say, like, how could I, right? Usually this is what I was thinking about. There's that video of the difference between empathy and sympathy. Famous video. I sent it to you. I've spoken about it. Famous over here. I've spoken about it. The video is from Brené Brown. Look it up. Brené Brown has a great video between the difference between sympathy and empathy. Yeah, exactly. So I think you've seen it. You saw it. What's the difference between sympathy and empathy? One of the things is, oh, why are you complaining, right? A guy's complaining, right? This is the classic problem. Why are you complaining that it's cold, right? At least you're wearing a coat. Why are you complaining about your parents? At least you have parents. He doesn't even have parents. Why are you complaining about, you know, whatever you're complaining about, at least? That's like the worst thing you could say to somebody. Okay? Now, but it's true. So the answer is because that's when you're not in the world of makir toiv. If you're makir toiv, you could say, yes, I have an issue with my father. Yes, I have an issue with my mother. Yes, I have an issue with Hashem. I don't understand certain things. But to be makir, all the beautiful gifts that your father has given you, all the beautiful, that's where it becomes difficult. It becomes difficult what your mother gave you, what your family gave you, what Hashem gave you. That's where people struggle. Either S-H-U-T up, sorry for spelling it, and just have emuna and everything is great, like a big tzaddik, or be honest with your emotions. The answer is yes. Being makir toiv is Moshe Rabbeinu can go ahead and he could say, yeah, I need to recognize that the fact that water did, it's a little bit longer, right? I knew it, see? Thank you, Shlaimi. Guys, listen to this. Look what she said. Hitzlachti, this is from a hostage who was Baruch Hashem, got out, and she says, thank you, Hashem. And at the end, she says, thank you, Hashem, Modela Hashem, Modela Mishpacha, whatever the rest. And she says, Toda, Hachi Simcha Baolam, Pashut Lihiyot. What does that mean? Just to be. Intrinsic value, Mirat Hashem, you'll see when you have children. Just that's where people suffer a lot when they don't have that feeling, pashut lihiyot, just to exist, just to be, just to be. That Hashem says, I love you, just, you know why? Just because. You know why I love my children? I love my children just because I love them. I don't have to explain, right? That's Mayor Ginsburg's famous pshat with I like, you like. What's the pshat? What's the depth of like? The pshat is that of course I love my children. Of course there's intrinsic value. Of course Hashem loves us, wants us. He wants us. He wants us. He just wants us to be. He created us. Why would he be upset? He's the one who created you. He's the one who could snap his fingers, whatever that means, in 1 second, and you wouldn't exist. Why are you existing? The reason you're existing is because Hashem loves you. Hashem wants you. Hashem wants you just the way you are. Mom is just the way you are. And it's not a stira. It's not a contradiction that I have to do more. It's not a contradiction that I want to do more. It's not a contradiction that I can do more. Oh, Yair. Yair, I love Yair. Right there, I'm right there, Yair. Right there. The R, the light. We all got to tap into that. We got to tap in to how blessed to be makir, to recognize the toiv, to mamish recognize the toiv, to recognize it, to see it. And I'm not saying that it's easy. That's not, see, when you say you have to, when we say you have to be thankful for everything you have, that's like should. That's a very should thing. Okay, question, comments. I had another thing that I wanted to share. Go, Ari, yes, please.
Just when Akios was speaking about Rebbe, he was saying that Rebbe is very good at seeing the good in other people. He was saying, because when you guys are going to meet everyone, he was saying that Rebbe has something to say about each person, and it was true, it was like real, it wasn't like a fake thing.
Right, it is true. It is true, but thank you. Thank you, Ari. I'll give you this. Thank you, Ari. I want to explain what that is. To be makir the toiv is to figure, get. You know what? I have a great exercise for all of us. Take the person who you don't like, and then be makir the toiv. Try that one. Take the person who you naturally don't like, and then recognize the good. Take someone in your life. We'll take a second right now. Take someone in your life who you don't like. Think of someone. I just thought of someone already. See how good I am like that? Right? I just thought of someone who, I don't say I don't like, but like he triggers me. He gets me like that. I'm going to be makir the toiv. And in my mind, I was just makir the toiv. I just recognized how good that person is. How good that person, it's not the pshat that, it's with marriage. Mirat Hashem, you'll be married. It's mamish like that. It's not the pshat. People want to, you don't have to make your wife to be somebody different. You don't have to make your child to be someone different. You're going to tell me you can't find that good. You're going to tell me you can't recognize the good. That's the lesson over here. A plastic cup my own grandmother can't throw away. Not because they're cheap. I mean, not because my grandmother was cheap. Because like it's a cup. It's like has a purpose. It has a purpose. The water has a purpose. Has something. Has given me something. Has given me. How can I hit? Right? Maybe that's the pshat. Like not hitting your children. Maybe that's the pshat. Like not hitting your children. Like Hashem gave you this most beautiful, you know, being. Hashem gave you like not to beat yourself up. Not to, like, Hashem gave us so much. Okay, yeah, go. Please, question, comments. It's unbelievable. I don't remember.
Second Rash.
Yeah.
On Shabbos, we went to the Hans book, and he was saying that, like the Ramban, yeah?
Say.
No, he's saying that, like, if you think a Ramban is fair, it's like, you're obviously missing out on something. And he said, like, Yidin, it's like a Ramban, like, you think there's such a thing as a shver yid, so you have to like schwitz and whatever.
Right, no, no, but that's beautiful.
Right.
The pshat is that when you, and even within yourself, like Ari's saying, if you see something negative in somebody, then you're normal. If you're able then Just like when you see, that's what Ari's saying, when you see a Chazal, or you see a Mishnah, or you see a Gemara, you see a Tosis, you see a Reb Akiva Eiger, depending on what level you're at in your thing, and it bothers you. I always tell guys in learning, if it bothers you, if I say, ready, this we all had when we were in second grade. The glasses, many of you who were, when I gave Shir, Gemara Shir, this is what I would give an example. My glasses are like the Chumash, and the Chumash and glasses together are like the table. You'd be like, what is this guy talking about? So when you learn Gemara, if your Rebbe says something, if the Rambam says something, if the Gemara says something, if the Chumash says something, if Chazal say something, so you say, I don't know what, that doesn't make sense to me. That's a beautiful thing to do. Otherwise, what usually people do is they say like, oh, I don't get it at all. It's all, they want me to believe everything, or it doesn't make sense and I'm out, right? Something like that. As opposed to, wait, Hashem gave me a seichel, yashar. He gave me the fact that, oh, everybody, this is red. I'm telling you it's red. I don't know what you're talking about. It looks like, okay, Chazal say, afilu, they tell you, al yamin, small, say that, good. That's a good kasha, right? But what, if I tell you this is red, you'll be like, how is that red? How is this red? It's not red, it's blue. It's not blue, it's blue. It's not red, it's green. Okay, you're already being a lamdin, in a good way. But what's the pshat? Like Ari's saying, the pshat is if you say, you know what, I know for a fact that the Rambam, that's why I love the Ramchal, that's why I love Rashi, that's why I love the Torah, you know what? Because no offense to any person who exists, I know that this is more true, and this is more true than any fake news and anything that anyone has told me ever. So now, I don't get it, so I don't understand it. So you know what you do? You say, okay, how could I understand this? How could I understand this? How could I understand this? So Ari's saying the same thing with a yid. Yeah, that guy looks like the biggest schmo in the world. And he did this, and he looks like that, and he's doing this, and he's doing that. Yes, it's crazy. But it's not true, because every yid is beautiful. And every yid is beautiful. And every yid has with Rav Nachman, without Rav Nachman. Every yid has so beauty, I gotta be makir, I gotta find that tov. And as I've said many times, when you find, I remember I had this when I dropped one of my contact lenses and I was looking for it on the floor. What did I do to look for it? And then I still couldn't find it. So what did I do? I got on my hands and knees. You get on your hands and knees sometimes to look for something. And you get on your hands and knees and you say, I'm going to find the beauty in a yid. I'm going to find the beauty, ready for this one? I'm going to find the beauty in myself. I'm going to find, ready for this one? Ready for this one, guys? This might make you a little crazy. I'm going to find the beauty in the Torah HaKadosh. I'm going to find the beauty in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to find the beauty in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael is dusty. Eretz Yisrael, they have milk in bags, I think, right? They used to at least. They still do. Right? Eretz Yisrael. Wait. But the Torah tells us, right? What is the Gemara in Kedushin? We're learning Kedushin. What does it say? Yerushalayim. What does it say? There were 10 kabin of beauty that went into the world. And 9 of them went to where? Right? Am I right? 9 kabin of beauty, right, went to Yerushalayim. Where? If you look, you'll find it. The same with your wife, the same with your children, the same, ready for this? This is crazy. The same with your roommate. Yeah, what are we going to say? Yeah, the same with your roommate. The same with the guy who you don't like. The same with your father. The same with your mother. For sure, the same with yourself. But that's where it all begins. And same with your father, same with your mother, same with that uncle, same with that guy. And maybe, Shimmy, that's maybe where you get the forgiveness. I'm not sure. Michal, you still owe me a line here. Question, comments. Oh, beautiful. I feel so good. Right, Binyamin? Yeah, it was good. I want to see it. I got to see it. Does it match? Will it match? It's for you, though. I know. So let me see. I want to see. I like looking at machals. Is that okay that I'm seeing it? No one is watching? Sorry. The only person who you can judge when you're... Beautiful. The only person who can judge you on your success is you, because you are the only one who knows how much effort... Can I underline that? How much effort... Yeah? Can I underline? Thank you. Nice catch. Yes. Nice throw.
I was on camera.
You see that? I underlined it three times. Because you're... that, and that, by the way, that's... Oh, I've said this. Yeah, I knew it always fits at the end. And Mamish always fits at the end. Why? I've always said this. How come you can never judge a guy in learning or in davening? I got to sit down for the video.
No, it goes. It follows me.
It follows me. Yeah. Right? You can never. Yeah, we'll see. Okay, I'm going to outsmart the video. What, you think I'm waiting for the video? Right? The only, right? The video is going to follow me. I'm not following the video. That was too easy. Thank you. Like this. What's the pshat? What's the pshat? The pshat is that, why can I not, how do I know the guy's sitting there, he's learning, he's steiging, he learns for 7 hours and I'm jealous, right? That's the other one. Oh, we dropped the mic. I'm, dropped the mic, look at that, right? Right, what's the pshat? Yair, what's the pshat? What's the pshat? Because you have no idea, nobody knows what you're going through. Nobody knows when you're going, when I see guys, I want to share something. I can't say the names. I'll say it afterwards because it could be, you'll hear why it could be Lashon Hara. But it's a good thing. So how would I ever even think to say Lashon Hara? I saw someone davening. Two people. I saw two guys davening today with their tefillin, mamish like that. And I looked at them and I was so inspired by them. I was so inspired by them because I saw that they were talking to Hashem. Now they in their mind, I don't know what's going on in their mind. I don't know what's going on in their mind. Only they know that they're, I don't know, maybe they were trying to get bad thoughts out of their head. And they're like, oh, I had such a bad Shemoneh Esrei. You know my pshat on the Shemoneh Esrei? You know, you want to hear a great pshat in Shemoneh Esrei? Great pshat in Shemoneh Esrei. Is that, ready for this one? Ready for this one? What happens, this is total parenthetical, but it brings, I love this point. I remember one time I had this great Shemoneh Esrei. Wow, it's a great, amazing Shemoneh Esrei. One of my best Shemoneh Esreis. The problem was, it was Mincha Rosh Chodesh, and I forgot Yalav Yavo. Now, how do you think my next Shemoneh Esrei was? In Hebrew, as they say, Alapanim. So what happened? My first Shemoneh Esrei. I mamish remember this. I remember it was in Sher Yashiv. I mamish remember the scene. I was there at the scene. I was the scene. I mamish remember. I was like, wow, that was a great Shemoneh Esrei. And then it could be I even remembered, like when the Chazaras Hashatz, you know, they did right. They did Yalav Yavo. I'm like, oh, you got to be joking. Now I got to do another. Now I got to dive in another Shemoneh Esrei. Comparison is a thief of joy. I already had my great connection to Hashem. And that. Why was that always like, why does that stand out to me? Because it's Tom, it's a Vard in how incredible tefillah is, that just the words are so powerful that I had to daven again, like I was connected. But nobody knows what's going on inside of you. I was Yoitza. The mitzvah that I got, or the chiyuv that I got, was my second Shemoneh Esrei. My first Shemoneh Esrei was not the good Shemoneh Esrei, but I was connected to Hashem. Like, it's so complicated. What does that mean? Tefillah Shebelev. It's a good kasha. And it's a good teretz also. It means we don't know, and Hashem just wants us to do what we got to do. But you can never judge anybody because you don't know what's going on inside of them. You don't know when a person does an aveira. The Charata, the Nesiva Shalom says this. I got you, Zev. Thank you. The Nesiva Shalom says, the Slonimer says, he says, when a person does an Aveira and afterwards he feels so bad and he feels so guilty and he feels so terrible and he's so bad, you know how chashuv that is to Hashem? You know how special that is to Hashem? That you feel bad about it? You feel bad. Now, what does the Yetzirah do? The Yetzirah makes you focus on, you did an Aveira. Of course he wants you to look at the negative. But when you say, you know what, Rabban Shalom, I wish I was close to you. I wish I wanted to learn. I wish I wanted to be whatever it might be. Okay, Hilchos Lashon Hara. Amazing. So Michal, thank you, Michal. Thank you so much. That's why the effort. The only person who you can judge is yourself because you know the effort. You have no idea what somebody else. You have no idea. You have no idea what goes into it. You have no idea what goes into somebody's effort and challenges and wanting and desires, and it's incredible. Okay, Nisanel, I think it's your turn. Pass the mic to Nisanel, please.
An area of Lashon Hara people are not aware of is talking about a child. People think that since they are children, it is permitted to talk about them, which is not true. However, behavior which is considered age appropriate for that child is permissible to relay only if it won't cause the child pain.
Okay, that's interesting halacha. It's a lot you said over there. Thank you, Nisanel. Thank you. The halacha, just to talk quickly, is that you can't talk. And I just want to say, Mr. Shem, you'll see with your spouse, this is definitely a loaded conversation. Not for now, but basically, even talking to your spouse about your children, so people think, of course you have to speak to your spouse about raising your children, this, but you have to be careful with that as well. Secondly, the age-appropriate thing is also very interesting. I know we've spoken about this. I think in my house, someone mentioned this to me about like a dog. Could you imagine not talking Lashon Hara, saying you can't talk Lashon Hara about a dog? Nowadays, right, people would say that, of course, right? A dog. But one of the Haras was because you're saying something about the owner of the dog. So with age appropriate, you also have to be careful. Because even though the three-year-old kid bites everybody, but that could lead, again, that could lead to you saying, yeah, the parents are not good parents. So you have to be careful with that age appropriate as well. Hashem should help us all be zocha to see, to be makir, to recognize the good, to see the good in ourselves, to see the good in each other, to see the good in everything. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful first day of the rest of your life.